Asriel let his shadows whisk away the box, so she said softly, "Put it on me." His head went quiet, but he took the necklace, opening the clasp as she exposed her back, sweeping her hair up in one hand to bare her long, creamy neck. He knew it was wrong, but there he was, sliding the necklace around her, letting his scarred fingers touch her immaculate skin, letting them brush the side of her throat, savouring the velvet's soft texture. Elaine shivered, and he took a damn long time fastening the clasp.
I was at lunch, this is 2 or 3 months ago, and it must have been a Monday, because we were having shepherd's pie. Elizabeth said she could see that I was eating, but she wanted to ask me a question about knife wounds, if it wasn't inconvenient. I said, "Not at all, of course, please," or words to that effect. I won't always remember everything exactly. I might as well tell you that now. So she opened a manila folder, and I saw some typed sheets and the edges of what looked like old photographs. And then she was straight into it. Elizabeth asked me to imagine that a girl had been stabbed with a knife. I asked what sort of knife she had been stabbed with, and Elizabeth said probably just a normal kitchen knife, John Lewis, or some such. She didn't say that, but that was what I pictured.
A mantua maker fits us for freestanding gowns of Spitalfields silk. The fabrics are of a quality I've never encountered before. Elizabeth selects a bolt of ice blue silk for Emily and a rose pink for me. But the fabric Elizabeth chooses for herself, it is the most beautiful silk I've ever seen. It is an elaborate shimmering mix of gold. You read of stories like mine in the pages of chivalric romances, and yet I lived such a love. I had such a love once. But this ending I have come to is not the happy one of the fairy stories. My end will be different. There is no prince to save me. There is only one who will murder me. That night, I lay wide awake under heavy blankets, listening to the wind of the autumn storm. The house shifted and creaked with its force. I felt, more than heard, the deep resonant grinding of massive boulders being moved against the cliffs by the sea swells, their occasional booming cracks sounding through the dark.
So you do not intend to hold a fair trial?
Ah, I see my explanation has perhaps been a bit too complex to be understood by someone so clearly fey. What I offer your friend now is more fair than a trial. I offer her reformation. Rehabilitation without the condemnation of a legal conviction. And I offer her patience. She can stay as long as it takes, although if she continues to refuse my assistance, she can eventually be given a trial and convicted of her crime. But the punishments for heresy and treason are, regrettably, irreversible. With a quick move and a desperate flourish, I pulled my sword and flung it up in front of me to parry the next blow, barely managing to deflect the brutal weapon from its course. It grated off my sword, narrowly missing my chest as the force of the strike overwhelmed my own strength. I rolled again and scrambled to my feet to face my attacker, a towering man, heavily armoured. I could not see his eyes through the slits in his helmet.